on International Endometriosis Awareness Month begins this particular month of March, and it's that condition is going to be highlighted. There's one Wicklow woman who's sharing her story of struggling with the painful disease that she feels has not had enough coverage, I suppose, in a lot of circles, and indeed the people who are living with this don't receive enough help. Kilmac woman Amy Burns has suffered the debilitating symptoms that go with it, including pain, since she entered puberty at the age of 14. And Amy Burns is on the line. Morning, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
Good morning to you. It's been highlighted this month, but it's good to get it highlighted, but whether something comes out of it or not, we have to wait and see. For a lot of people, especially men, I suppose, they wouldn't know what endometriosis is. So perhaps you could explain it to us, please.
Yeah, so endometriosis is basically, it's endometriosum-like tissue that grows outside of the womb. So basically most women, every month when they get their menstrual cycle, the tissue comes away because it's inside the womb, so it comes away with their period. But for women like myself and other women that have endometriosis, it doesn't. It basically has nowhere to go, so it grows on the outside of the womb. So when our menstrual cycle comes, instead of it coming away with the period, it actually sticks to other organs in the body. And that's what causes lesions and severe pain and debilitating pain for women. It comes every single month, and it's active, and it grows every single month.
And forgive me asking these maybe stupid questions, but just to find out.
Not at all, there's no stupid questions.
Does it ever come away from those organs in time for next month? Does it just take longer to come away, or is it there permanently?
It's there permanently. Once it sticks to an organ, it is there. The only way to get rid of that is to get a surgery called excision surgery, where the surgeon goes in and pulls it from the root and actually takes it away from the body. And even at that, when that is done, we might get anywhere from 1 year to 5 years of pain relief. And then it just continues to grow back with every menstrual cycle.
And what's
there's no cure.
Yes. What's the origin of it? Where are the seeds of it that makes it come along and grow?
Basically, it comes from, so we're actually born with it. There's no science behind how we get it or anything. Like, for instance, for myself, nobody else in my family has it. You know, it's usually, you know, your mum, it comes from your mum, or your sister has it, but my mum and my sister don't. You know, I have it. So it could be that my grandmother could have had it, you know, my great-grandmother could have had it. You know, it's in genes. So basically, you're born with this. And once you hit puberty and your menstrual cycle is starting, that's when it starts growing. And for me, that was when I was 14. And it just started growing. And it's been growing there since I was 14. I'm 28 now. And I'm still in this horrendous debilitating pain.
Right. And I'll come to that in a second. I just want to pursue this. Has any, you know, because I'm sure you watch and hear, and the doctor maybe said it or something, is there any advance anywhere of a medical breakthrough to alleviate this?
The only thing, as I said, is literally there's no cure. There will never be a cure for endometriosis. Because it sticks to other organs, if you get a hysterectomy, it's still going to be in your body because it's stuck to other organs. So most women, you know, will be told, like, you know, we've all been kind of told by medical professionals, you know, maybe we should get hysterectomy. But because we have had to teach ourselves, all the women that have endometriosis, we don't get the medical help that we need sometimes. So we have to teach ourselves, and we've all done the research, and a hysterectomy does not stop endometriosis growing.
Right.
Because it is in other organs in your body, it will continue to grow. So the only way to get rid of that at all, to get any type of relief of pain, is the gold standard surgery, which is excision surgery. And there's only one gynecologist in Ireland who is able to do that.
and then you'd have to go again in 5 years' time or something.
In 5 years' time, you'd have to go again, yes.
So this, it's an alien growth in your body that sticks to other organs. And if you get it every month, does it go on top of the last month?
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what it does. So it will stick, basically. It will stick to wherever it can stick to, it will stick to. So that's the problem. You know, that's what most of us women have. It can, you know, people will think that it just stays in just the reproductive organs. It doesn't. You know, it will go to whatever organ it can. So, for instance, it can go to your lung. It can go onto your diaphragm. And for some women, which there's not very many cases, but for some women, it can actually go to the brain. So it does, it travels up.
All over the place. And I'd say your diaphragm, every time you breathe, it would be so painful.
Yeah. It's horrendous.
So you've been living with this since your first period, I suppose.
I'm
sure you remember that first time, and it might have been said to you at the time on the first one, well, that's probably pretty normal for the moment.
I was 14, and I remember my very first period, I was vomiting, and I actually passed out because the pain was so severe. And I remember my mom bringing me to doctor after doctor after doctor, and they were all saying, like, this is just normal, she's never had period pains, you know, so maybe, like, you know, just give her Ponstan, you know, paracetamol, she'd be fine. And as the month went on and the years went on, my mom was like, this is getting worse, it's not okay, it's not normal, I'm not accepting being told that this is normal. So I was at the age of, I think it was 18, by the time that I actually, my mom and me were heard, and they said, okay, we'll send you to a gynecologist. And I remember going to that gynecologist, and I remember saying, like, I'm in this pain daily now. It's not just, you know, when I'm coming up to my period, it's not once a month anymore. This is daily. And she said to me, okay, we can do a surgery to see if you have endometriosis. And we'd never even heard that word. I remember asking her to spell it for me because I was like, I've never heard of this. And I got the laparoscopy done. She went inside to see, and she said to me, yep. She said, and it was actually very advanced. There's four stages, and at the age of 19, I had stage 3. So she said to me, you know, this is very advanced, and, you know, there's a lot of it there. So I ended up, you know, having a place, ablation surgery it's called. So it's where they burn the top of the endometriosis off. But it's basically, the way I can describe it is like the tip of an iceberg. They burn off the tip of the iceberg, but everything else is left underneath. So all the old stuff is still there, it's still growing. And then I had another one then in 2017, and I'm still waiting to try and get the excision surgery to remove it from my body because I'm in daily pain. You know, it's no longer just with my periods. When I'm coming up to my periods, you know, it's preparing for those days that I won't be able to leave the house, that I won't be able to, you know, kind of participate in anything social or do anything to that would require me to walk much or, you know, to move very much, which is horrible and debilitating. You know, and like, I'm 28 years of age, you know, and
you've lived half your life with this now.
Yes, I have. Yeah. You know, I've lived half my life with this, and I have a son. Thankfully, I was able to conceive. It took a very, very long time, but I was able to conceive. And I have a 5-year-old son. And, you know, I'm every day, you know, he's the one that keeps me going, you know, because he is, you know, he's just one of these kids that is just always happy. He's always on the go. He's always running around, you know, and some days are really, really hard, especially coming up to my period or my time of month. You know, it's excruciating sometimes, but he keeps me going, and I'm so lucky to have him. You know, but it is just like I spent two or three days last week in the Coombe Hospital in agonising pain in the emergency department because I was in so much pain that I could barely walk, and I was just basically told the three times that there's nothing we can do, you may just go home.
Yeah. And just to say, you were saying, you know, you're lucky to have him. He's lucky to have you too. With you know,
thank you.
You know, all that you got to go through, and yes, you know, there's all that love there, and
yeah, and he has no idea. Bless him. You know, it's something yeah. that I try, which isn't easy, but as a mum, you know, you try to protect them from anything like that. You know, so it's, you know, I'm just constantly thinking of him and trying to make sure that, you know, he doesn't worry about mum. You know, or he doesn't worry, you know, that mum's in a lot of pain. You know, so it's just, people don't understand. People hear, you know, endometriosis, they think automatically heavy period. You know, they don't think of what else it kind of does to the body or what else it does to a person. Yeah. And the amount of women that I have spoken to over the last while, you know, that we were just speaking, all of us among ourselves, and we were saying, you know, how much it affects your mental health as well. You know, because you see, you know, your other friends who are your age and they're going out and they're enjoying themselves.
I was going to ask you about that. I mean, these last 14 years, you know, we'll say through school, the option maybe of third level or whatever, then there's jobs. But in the social aspect of that is, they're the years to, you know, go out and do the do, basically. You know, were you affected and affected badly by the condition?
Massively, because alcohol would be one of the biggest triggers. So if I drink alcohol, I will get an endometriosis flare-up, which means that basically my reproductive organs will swell. So they could swell to double the size of what they usually are. And I could be just in crippling pain for days on end. And it's not worth it. You know, now I know alcohol is not the end all and be all, but
I know, but a social drink, you can't even enjoy that, yeah.
And it would be the same with kind of, you know, over the years, even going out for dinner with my family, you know, it's a worry because I can't eat certain foods because they'll trigger the endometriosis, you know, so it's always checking the menu before I go, you know, to see is there something on it that I can have. You know, it's preparing, you know, bringing, you know, buscapan, motilium, you know, it's preparing so that if my tummy does get upset or my tummy isn't okay, I can leave, you know. And like, I'm so lucky I have such a great support group with my family. You know, they all understand, they all know what it is, you know, and all they want to do is help, you know, which is amazing. And I'm so lucky to have that. Yeah. But there's women out there that don't have that, you know, and that feel like they are alone.
Yeah.
And the amount of women that, you know, I get private messages from on Facebook, Instagram, you know, asking me, you know, like, for help or, you know, where should they go? And the sad thing is, I can't even tell them because I haven't got there yet. You know, I'm still trying to get there.
Can I ask you a question? Another man, stupid question, but does this go with the menopause?
Yes. I was actually put into medical menopause when I was 25. So basically it was an injection that I got every 3 months and it put me into menopause. And I was 25 years of age going through menopause. And my doctor was saying, you know, we'll just see, kind of, does it relieve the pain at all? And I'd done a bit of research on it myself, and basically, no, it doesn't go with menopause because it is everywhere in the body already. Once the body already has it in there, it stays in there. Right. So it is a lifelong disease that is always going to be there. It's not something that will just disappear kind of once we get to a certain age, or if we, the only way to basically get rid of it will be to take out every organ in the body, which is not possible.
Yeah, because so, they're all infected.
Exactly. You know, and we don't know where it's infected either until they go in and do the laparoscopy. But we can tell, you know, so I can tell by my body what organ it is on because of the severity of the pain in that part of my body. Yeah. If that makes sense. You know, it would be kind of, you know, like the first place that I noticed that it was after, like, you know, years, it was my bladder. Because, you know, if I had to do a wee or anything like that, it would be excruciating. And I couldn't hold my urine, nothing. Yeah. And I knew straight away. I was like, okay, well, obviously that's the first place that it's attacked now. So that's how I knew.
Nice.
You know, but it is to the point that, you know, when it is in your pelvic region, you know, I will get pains in the tops of my legs that feel like electric shocks, you know, and when I'm walking, you know, even when I'm sitting, it can happen, you know, and once you're coming up to your time of month or your period at all, you know, I usually would start feeling the pain of that straight after ovulation. So I could be having period pain from 12 days before I'm due my period. You know, and it's right the way up until I get it. And then I get my period and I'm vomiting. I'm in so much pain that, you know, I can barely stand. I can't straighten my pelvis. I can't straighten my back. And it's just absolutely horrific. And it's just so debilitating, you know, that it's just basically you spend your life planning around your period. You spend your life kind of planning to do everything the week after your period, because that's probably the only week that you'll get that your pain is bearable enough to actually do things.
Amy, it's, do you know what sounds a real, forgive me, a bastard about this is, you know, that there doesn't seem to be anything on the horizon to alleviate this for you and for other women. It's just
no.
It's like a life sentence, isn't it? It's
it is. It is. And you know, like I was when I was talking to Mary from the Brave People the other day, like that's what I said to her. I think that the most horrible part of it is I heard a quote from one of the other women that has endometriosis one of the days, and she said, "Don't wish me to rest in peace when you won't let me rest when I'm alive." And it's so true. You know, we put on people, like what the biggest saying to women with endometriosis, but you don't look sick. You know, and no, we don't look sick because we have to put this mask on every day. You know, every day that we get up, we have to train ourselves to not look like we're in pain. We have to train our faces to not show the pain. But the people that are closest to us, like my mum, my sister, you know, my partner, my son, you know, they will see the pain in my eyes. They know when it's there. Yeah. You know, but other people, you know, you could walk by me in the street and you would have no idea that, like, you know, I'm in this massive amount of pain and, you know, could have been vomiting 15 minutes ago in the car before I got out of it.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm in so much pain. But it's something that we have to teach ourselves, because we know, and that's the hardest part, is knowing that you don't know when, if you're ever going to be out of this pain.
Amy, thank you very much for sharing that. And I'm sure other women particularly will have listened to you this morning and first of all admired your bravery of living through all this.
Thank you.
But would have had a lot of empathy with what you said. And you're very good to share it with us this morning. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much. It was lovely talking to you.
You too, Amy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Amy Burns there from Kilmac. And it's endometriosis.